Hi, this is Chris Devoto with NASCAR on NBC, and you are on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now, we've got one of our favorite, one of America's favorite, actually, motorsports personalities, host of NASCAR America and part of the amazing team that does our live post and pre-race NBC NASCAR every week live at the speedways around the country as we get into deep into the playoffs, the one and only Chris Devoto. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
So, Krista, you're on the road, you know, and this is very, very important. And now you've got to deal with not only the things that you do on a regular basis with the speedways going from track to track, but the added element of excitement that goes along with the playoffs, but also a lot of kind of, I think, tension, right, stress, and maybe a little disappointment as we start eliminating drivers.
Yeah, and, you know, this, I mean, tomorrow's race, Sunday's race is just going to be, I mean, it's a cut race. I mean, basically, you've got four drivers locked in, and only eight positions left. And you have, I mean, if you think about it, Dane, four drivers, two on the good side of the cut line, two on the bad side, four drivers are only 10 points apart. I mean, that is incredible. And this is a track where anything can happen. So there's a lot of, like you said, tension. There's a lot of excitement, anticipation. It has all of the makings for all the reasons we watch sports, for some great sports moments.
Yeah, Dover International Speedway. It is the Monster Mile, of course, for the Apache Warrior 400 presented by Lucas Oil. And even though it is only a mile, drivers, and we've talked to a bunch of them this week, to a person, they say that they feel, even though it's only a mile, it isn't, you know, one of the super speedways, Talladega, Daytona, but they feel the speed here because it is that concrete track.
Yeah, I mean, the drivers will tell you that the sensation of basically they launch themselves into the corner. I don't know how they do it. I mean, to have that fearlessness, but it is, it's loud. I mean, people always think Bristol is the track where you walk away with a headache. For me, it's Dover. You walk across the pedestrian bridge over turn two while the cars are going underneath you. It rattles your brain. It is just unreal. The amount of noise that is, contained in that track and the fact that the drivers, you know, race with so much on the line is really exciting.
Leading into the playoffs, and of course that first race at Chicagoland, Martin Truex Jr. is continuing to have everything, and everybody agrees on this, dialed in, right? You know, he has succeeded and excelled at a number of different tracks and different styles. There isn't any one, but you're kind of getting into that no man's land in places that he hasn't been before, leading with everybody coming behind him. And we'll remember throughout the course of the season, even with all the success, there were a bunch of times where things just, you know, crazy things just happened. For you guys in the booth, are you waiting for that other kind of shoe to drop for anything to happen? Or do you think no matter what it is, he's gonna prevail eventually coming up?
I think definitely they've been the team to beat. You know, everything is, I mean, they're running on all cylinders. I think anything can happen at any given time. And that's why, we watch sports, you know, it's the thrill of competition, but it's not knowing what's going to happen. So I think, yeah, the potential is there. But right now, they are doing everything right.
We talked with Jimmy Johnson before, and he's one of those guys early in the season, end of the season, come up, seven championships, waiting in the weeds, and Dover is one of those places where he has had a lot of success. I mean, he's won a ton of times there. Is this one of those? And he's kind of in striking distance, right, in seventh place in the standings. What do you think is going to happen there with Jimmy Johnson? Is this where he makes his move and starts kind of pushing towards the front?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You can never count him out. And even when he has what is not a great season for him, you know, they set the bar so high,
right,
that for them this is not a great season. But how do you count him out? He's won seven championships. I was lucky enough to get to spend some time with him this weekend, actually at an appearance, a sponsor appearance that he and I did together. And, I mean, the guy is just so cool, calm, and collected. They have been able to handle every sort of pressure situation that has ever been thrown at them, and I think you cannot count out that sort of experience.
When you win that many championships, you're going for history, you think, how can you not be in the headlines every week? But it's been such an exciting season, so much going on, that he really has been sort of like kind of out of the picture, right, off the radar. But you mentioned it, you just can't count him out. You're there at that appearance. To the people, especially at a track where he's had so much success, so many fans, is he kind of saying, just wait, you know, I'll be there? And do the fans think that he's going to just, you know, come out of nowhere and get there?
Well, and the thing with Jimmy is he doesn't necessarily even have to say anything because he's just lived it all, you know, and they just know that if they just do their job, they potentially will be there. So I think it's just, and what we've said that, you know, Dale Jarrett, Kyle Petty and I, when we do the pre-race show for NBC and NBCSN, you know, we've said, how crazy is it that we will do like a 2-hour pre-race show and we will barely mention Jimmy Johnson or mention him late in the show because he just hasn't been the headline maker this year. But yeah, you definitely cannot count him out, not with not with what that team can do, especially when their back's up against the wall.
Yeah, and the stuff that they've done in the past, especially at these late races in the season. When you look at the standings, you're almost surprised. He's only in seventh. You know, I mean, even though almost nothing's been said about him, he's been right there under the radar the entire time. Well, you mentioned, you know, the team that you've got there. You'll be with Dale Jarrett. You'll be with Kyle. You look at history. This is a track that does have a lot of history. 1969, I think the first race ever. Richard Petty won that race. Kyle has won there. Are you guys planning, you know, tomorrow during that pre-race, those 2 hours, talk a little bit about the history and maybe some of those experiences?
Yeah, I mean, we have, there's so much with the elimination and everything that's on the line. I think that's the focus, you know, is what you're about to see over the next 400 laps. I think that's truly the focus, but you're right. I mean, there's a lot of history. You can actually probably hear, I mean, my voice is a little strained, but it's because of the excitement of the playoffs. But I got to be honest, it's also because I got to fly the W. So I'm, you know, I'm a Cubs fan too.
Oh,
so
nice.
The fact that my voice is hurting a little bit, but I'm excited that the Cubs did it again and won the NL Central.
Oh, it's so hilarious. Okay, so you got, you know, Kenny Wallace is, you know, a prominent motorsports personality and a prominent Cardinals fan. So he is always, he loves those Cardinals. He was there for the clinching last night and kind of toughed it out with some of the fans there. So maybe a little bit later on, we'll talk to him about that disappointment as the Cubs surpassed the Cardinals for Central Division greatness. And great to see you on board, that you're taking a little time out, keeping us all up to speed on the NASCAR motorsports side, to carve out a little time for the mighty Cubs as we go forward. Any kind of predictions? I know for the race, do you have a prediction on who might be one of those surprises that might not get knocked out, or something kind of unusual that we may see tomorrow at the race? And then, of course, a prediction, you know, Nationals versus...
I don't know. I don't really have a prediction on baseball, but I think that, I don't know if it's a surprise, but I think Austin Dillon's going to hold on.
Nice.
I think Austin Dillon, who's one of those drivers who's sort of in that precarious position, will be there. I'd love to see Jamie McMurray make it. I mean, the guy has been in this position the last 3 years. So that's kind of where I guess I'm leaning towards. I think Casey Kane and Kurt Busch, they're in dire straits. They have to win, and this is not an easy race to win.
Yeah, so many fans that they have, and these are guys that have had some success this season, obviously, just to get to this point. Kurt Busch obviously winning the Daytona 500. Also a Cubs fan, you know, just for the record there. So hopefully we'll see some great things out of him as well. And so as they get to head towards Charlotte for the Bank of America 500 coming up, do you feel that that's kind of, you know, for this first block of the playoffs, that they're hoping to just kind of get back home, almost do a reset button as they get to what is for many of them a home track?
Yeah, I think the stages have really changed things. The strategy is, you know, you got to make it to the next round. I mean, should Ricky Stenhouse make it? I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, fearing him because he's the driver who has won two of the super speedway races. He won Talladega, he won Daytona in July. So he's got his work cut out for him to make it to the next round. But if he does, he's probably the one to beat when we get to Talladega.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be must-see TV for sure. It is coming up on Sunday tomorrow, 2 p.m. on NBCSN. It is the Apache Warrior 400 presented by Lucas Oil. Front and center will, of course, be the stars of NASCAR and the Monster Energy Cup, and Chris Devota there with the great team from NBC. So, Chris, I'll let you get back to it. And thanks so much for taking time out. Go Cubs, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks, Dane.